Hello, my name is Erica Busico, and I go to Troy Prep High School. Today, I will be interviewing several other students from Troy Prep High School on the extent in which they're following social distancing regulations. First, I will be introducing Madison Cora.
Hey, Erica. Thanks for having me. What a pleasure. Well, I have been following the rules. I don't leave my house at all, you know, I just stay home, and my parents are the ones that do grocery shopping and all that, so I've been doing a great job, washing my hands and all that good stuff, hand sanitizer, yep.
How has your family relationships changed as a result of being stuck in the house with three siblings?
Four, and I don't know. Before the coronavirus, I've always considered them, you know, brats and annoying, and I still consider them that, but also, during the school days, I don't have much interaction with them. I come home from school at 6 o'clock, I do homework, go to sleep, you know, but ever since the coronavirus, being stuck with them in the kitchen all day doing homework, it's actually pretty amusing. They're actually pretty funny, and I feel like, I enjoyed actually, you know, talking to them more and, you know, all that good stuff.
So would you say you found a new appreciation for siblings?
Yeah, you could say something like that. I found out my little brother is actually pretty funny.
Next, I will be introducing Jamari Patterson. Jamari, how have you been following the social distancing regulations?
I haven't really been following social distancing regulation. Because, like, I've, like, been going outside every day to, like, shoot, like, play basketball, in my brother's backyard because he had bought a hoop for us to play, like, the driveway part. And then, like, I've just been leaving the house, like, just to go for walks because, like, I can't stay in the house forever.
Are you at all afraid of the consequences of not following social distancing regulations?
Kind of, because I don't really know what the consequences would be. So, like,
so you would say the uncertainty is the scariest?
Yeah, I feel like the uncertainty would be, like, the scariest because, like, I don't really know what to expect.
Next, I will be asking Brianna, how have you been following the social distancing regulations?
I feel like I've been following them really well. I've just been sitting in my room all the time watching Disney Plus. So, yeah, that's basically it.
Are you missing your friend?
I mean, I only have one friend. That's my friend, and yeah, I miss her a lot.
Erica, how have you been handling social distancing rules?
Well, actually, I have not been the best, if I'm going to be honest. I miss my friends a lot, and, like, we usually hang out a lot at my house, so I've had a few friends over, maybe, like, twice in the last 3 weeks, twice a week. And I also go to get medical stuff for relaxing and, like, just staying calm because I have mental health issues. I just try to stay away from other people as much as possible. And, like, they try to enforce that within stores, too, making sure you stay 6 feet apart. I make sure to hand sanitize right before I get, interact with anyone. When I come home, the hand sanitizer is right there at the door. So I just try and stay really aware because I have other people who I live with and other people's lives who could be affected by me going out, especially my mom who works for a special needs patient. If he was to get this, it would be detrimental. So I try to stay aware.